This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Pentagon pivots.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A few minutes ago, President Obama said he's abandoning plans for a large-scale missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Billions of dollars in military contracts are at stake as the U.S. plans its defenses. The Eastern European Missile Shield was intended to defend against long-range launches from rogue states such as Iran and North Korea, but Obama cited intelligence suggesting that threat is not imminent.
Our new approach will therefore deploy technologies that are proven and cost-effective and that counter the current threat and do so sooner than the previous program. Because our approach will be phased and adaptive, we will retain the flexibility to adjust and enhance our defenses as the threat and technology continue to evolve.
That missile shield has been a major irritant to relations with Russia. In Congress today, Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus tries to sell fellow Democrats on his new health care package. The plan would allow health insurers to compete for policyholders across state lines. Marketplace's John Dimsdale tells us what's behind this interstate competition.
Insurers marketing their health care policies nationwide could help break up the near monopolies that exist in some states, according to Elizabeth Carpenter at the New America Foundation.
What this would do is allow somebody in Alabama or in Maine, where there's not a lot of competition, to access a quality, affordable product that's available nationwide.
Some state insurance regulators worry that nationwide plans could crowd out smaller insurance providers and end up reducing choices. But Kansas Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager says local companies have their own way of competing.
Some of the smaller companies are a known quantity. These are folks that live and work and go to church and their kids go to school together. And because of that, they're trusted.
Under the Baucus plan, state insurance regulators would still decide whether nationwide health care policies can be sold in their states. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Wall Street doing it yet again. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are up about 0.2%. The Dow is up 0.3%, or 32 points, at 9,823. European markets are up about 0.5%, and most Asian markets were higher than that today. The government told us this morning new jobless claims dropped unexpectedly last week to the lowest level in 2 months as layoffs began to ease. Analyst Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company says, yeah, new claims were down.
Continuing claims continue to increase. And what does that mean? Well, unemployment's still rising, but not as fast. Finding a new job is still really hard. Companies are not hiring, and new jobs, which are typically created by small and medium businesses, are not being created at any kind of meaningful rate.
Also, new housing starts and permits rose last month to their highest level since November. Single-family homes were actually down slightly. The big rebound came in apartments.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. By Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
In Ireland, lawmakers are trying to figure out how to revitalize their financial system after that country blew one of Europe's biggest property bubbles over the past decade. Yesterday, the finance minister described a banking plan that resembles a swine flu quarantine, as Christopher Wirth reports from Dublin.
In recent years, Donegal in the north of Ireland saw a surge in luxury home building.
Lead through the double doors. This would be your kitchen area.
Local realtor Dara Fury says his work was easy during the boom years. But today, he complains properties like this unfinished four-bedroom house are skeletal monuments to better times.
The house needs all its second fix and finishing. You have to do all your doors, tiling, flooring, painting inside, all your bathrooms, fireplaces and kitchen. And just take it as you see it, you know.
The house was empty for 2 years before Fury sold it last month. With too many houses and too few buyers, he got less than half what the house would have brought had it been completed just 18 months ago. Ronan Lyons is an economist with Ireland's biggest property website, daft.ie.
In some years, twice as many properties as we needed were being built. So instead of producing maybe 40,000 to 50,000 new homes every year, we were producing maybe 70,000 to 90,000 at the peak.
When prices only went up and the banks readily loaned money to developers, few thought they would end up with about $130 billion worth of bad loans. Now, the government has to foot the bill. It wants to put the loans into what it calls the National Asset Management Agency, or NAMA. Economists like Trinity College's Brian Lucy just call it a bad bank. Lucy says it's a bit like an isolation ward in a hospital.
Imagine that the bank loans have got swine flu. A bad bank basically is set up to take all of the loans that have gone bad and so that they can no longer contaminate the existing good loans.
Lucy and other economists warn that the plan risks paying too much taxpayer money for assets that will, in all likelihood, keep losing value. For now, Ireland's government continues a delicate dance with the banks to make sure they take their share of the losses, and with the public to reassure them they're not footing the bill for others' foolishness. And with international investors and rating agencies who must be persuaded that the Celtic Tiger may one day roar again. In Dublin, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, if you're considering installing an automatic door at your business, okay, but know the possible consequences. Puyallup, Washington was holding its annual cattle drive to kick off their state fair when a couple of cattle broke off the parade route, walked up to a convenience store, and the door slid open. Now, the parade cowboys, on horseback, followed the steers into the mini-mart and herded them back out, but not before the cattle looked at the cash register and saw the beef jerky. They are now undergoing counseling. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Watch some video with us online. We're asking kids about the recession at marketplace.org. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.